Good morning, everybody. Hi. Thanks. Thanks, Lucia. I'm trying to deal with these prompts. I'm Laura. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. It's great to be here. It's great to be alive. I think it was experience, strength, and hope, and then the promises. And the promises are in the chat, but I'll end up going through them. In a bit. But I guess someone has said a garden variety excuse me, garden variety compulsive overeater. I gained maybe 2 to 5 pounds every year, and went through that every New Year's making that resolution that this was going to be the year, this was going to be the year. By Memorial Day, I'll be able to not be so miserable at the beach and yada yada yada, and tried so many many things. I came in the program 2.5 years ago at 60 years old, feeling defeated, and knew I had some sort of problem. My kids called me out on something, but it was every year, and I was a relatively active child. But I didn't use food. At least the food wasn't damaging my outside appearance as a child much. And I didn't really notice that I was starting to use food as a numbing, because I thought I was just a big eater all those years, but I didn't really make the connection. Until the year I came in, I was in another program, and not the beverage one, though I'm in that one too. And was really working on some hard issues, and didn't realize that I was running by the bakery and and buying all these things and eating half of them before I got home. And it just kind of went crazy that last year. But I'm almost maybe 40 or 50 pounds overweight. I don't know. I was exceeding the weight I was when I had a full-term baby, and I thought that was a little much. But irrespective of that, when I come into these rooms, that it's not a weight issue. It's a spiritual hole. And fortunately, this program helps us figure that out. And gives us the tools to do that. And I thank God every day for that. And it's been such a blessing to be in this 12-step program. And I have a sponsor. I sponsor women. I do outreach. I have several good friends in the program I can call at any time, and you can call me at any time. And what a godsend that is. I'm happily married, and my husband's also in the program, but we can only sponsor each other for so much. We can chat about the program, he has a much better memory, and he'll know, oh, well, page 62 it says. I'm like, oh, Jesus. But I'm a visual learner, but I don't get page numbers. At least not yet. I'm getting better at that. I've Every time I go through this book, I learn something again. I've heard people call this the disease of perception. So, we're going to perceive things differently when we read it again. And that's so very, very true. I'm more keyed in. I might, maybe I was desperate when we came in, but I've had certainly moments of desperation inside the program. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the promises, but I'm going to read the two paragraphs before that, because it's just like all the, if you're anything like me, we read the same thing day after day, right? And sometimes I'm like really, I'm meditating and I'm listening to the words, and some days I'm looking at my phone or distracted or running to get a cup of coffee or whatever it is. Where I'm in the bar. So let me read the two paragraphs before it on page 83, and then the promises, and I'll go back to the promises. The spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. Unless one's family expresses a desire to live upon spiritual principles, we think we ought not to urge them. We should not talk incessantly to them about spiritual matters. They will change in time. Our behavior will convince them more than our words. We must remember that 10 or 20 years of drunkenness would make a skeptic out of anyone. There may be some wrongs we can never fully right. We don't worry about them if we could honestly say to ourselves that we would right them if we could. Some people cannot be seen. We send them an honest letter. And there may be a valid reason for postponement in some cases. But we don't delay if it can be avoided. We should be sensible, tactful, considerate, and humble without being servile or scraping. As God's people, we stand on our feet. We don't crawl before anyone. And here are the promises. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. Still Laura, still no reader. I had a just so you understand why I sound a little off today. I was in the emergency room yesterday with a kidney stone, and I'm still suffering a little bit of pain from that. That was horrific, horrific experience. I've had two babies, and this was absolutely worse than contractions could ever be. And I'm still in a little bit of pain from that, but I'll make it through. So, you know, it says if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, you know, we hear this every day, and it's, and you know, it's just, this is a good reminder to me, you know, that we have to be thorough with our eight and nine step. You know, if there's issues with this, either any of these promises, or how I work my 10 step, I got to go back. Because what I've been taught and learned in these rooms, that if I'm at a step and I'm having issues, it's the step before, right? You know, but truly, you know, I wasn't even at the 8 and 9 step, and then I realized that some of these promises are going through. So it's amazing how these things work. And the 8th and 9th step, I didn't want to do that, but I made it through. It says we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. You know, for me and for today, I'm looking at that as food neutrality. You know, I just got through the holidays, and you know, there's stuff all over the kitchen island. We've been to several parties, and I just, you know, I have that food neutrality. You know, and I can bring the food that I can eat, and it's, you know, and today, at least, you know, I went gluten-free years ago, and everybody like, what is that, you know, but, you know, today, a lot of people do tend to eat healthier, you know, and I'm older now, so, you know, people think, you know, you got to take care of yourself, right, if you want to continue to live, so that's just easier, too. Society's made that a little bit easier, and a new happiness, you know, the happy, joyous, and free that I feel today is not worth eating over or drinking over. You know, I'm a little nervous because I'm on pain meds for the kidney stone. But I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do for that. So it's I'm nervous and I'm supposed to be nervous, right? I shouldn't be comfortable taking narcotics. But it says we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. This took me a little bit. And occasionally, this disease will sneak something in my head about. And what I learned recently is regret is a resentment we have towards ourselves, right? And we know resentments will kill us. So if we have resentments, we got to deal with it. But we will not regret the past. And I think it was this meeting within the last week that I heard someone say, I do not regret the past. The past brought me here. And, that's so true. And I can identify with that. Because if I had, been the star student at Weight Watchers and managed to go to the gym, and I had this body that I always have felt that I should have, right? I would still be an angry, not happy, joyous, and free. So, truly, I'm glad I got here, and I say that sincerely. It says we will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. I still work on that. So much further than I have been. I think the more I'm here and the more I listen, and just the more how I see I deal with things, there's a level of serenity that seems to increase for me. I wasn't serene yesterday morning in the hospital, and neither was my husband. You think walking into the ER on New Year's Day, there's going to be, drunks or what, the place is going to be just crazy. We walk in, we're the only ones there. I'm like, oh, thank God. And I'll get in fast. And darned if that place didn't fill up while I was there. And they were taking people in ambulances first. And I couldn't believe it. My husband was making a situation worse. And it was not pretty. I did not have much serenity and peace, and neither did he. But as we walked out, we did talk to the nurses at the front, and they completely understood. It was not a pretty scene. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. My health was not the best when I walked in here. And I hope I can share that experience with others. I had horrific Lyme in my 40s. It was undiagnosed. And I never thought I would work full time again or ever be in shape I don't know. I had felt pretty hopeless for years, and I do try to help others where I can. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. This one got me like the last 6 months, and I've gone back and done some very, very thorough work on something I had a wall on, and it wasn't the self-pity that came out of that, but what, and you know, it's when I seem to always be surprised, or maybe it's I learn something every time I do more work. I thought it was going to be glaring. Oh, my part was self-pity, but my part wasn't self-pity on this step work. But I did learn where I got that behavior. And, fortunately for us today, we have a choice and we can learn different behavior. My mother was in drama and at UCLA. She did theater there, and we moved to Maryland, and she did some theater out here. But oh my God, I'd say 95% of her life, she was acting. And I learned some of that behavior from her. And, we mimic our parents. We say, there's no way that I want to be like some people like to be like their mother, but there was no way I wanted to be like her. And then I could step back and go, oh, well, I was just emulating her behavior. I wasn't using self-pity as a tool. So today I can change that behavior. because I know where I got it. So thank goodness.
5 minutes, Laura.
Thanks. Self-seeking will slip away. This is, for an addict, overeater, whatever, that one's a tough one, but I catch myself doing it. Like when someone tells you a story and rather than listening and having compassion and understanding and, being a real active listener, it's like, oh, well, let me tell you my part and, or let me tell you how I experience it, so that, I can laugh at it today and, but it definitely is getting better. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Oh my God, this has got this. Now the promises are getting really good. Our whole outlook and attitude upon life will change, right? So, other fun holiday news. We were supposed to go see family down south and Southwest had other plans, and I ended up having to pay for a couple hotel rooms. No cancel. Just I guess hotels are tired of people thinking they were going to travel and they couldn't with COVID and all. So I got stuck on a non-refundable thing. I didn't know, I thought the weather was good. I thought I was good to book the hotel and I didn't know Southwest was melting internally. But I would have been so mad in years previously. And I was like, okay, well, let's do some stuff around the house, right? Let's go here. Let's go there. And, I was kind of disappointed, I told who I had to tell in Alabama. I accepted my powerlessness that, So, I mean, it is what it is today, Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. That fear of people, that's the 200-pound phone. That's what I think of it as. Not wanting to pick up and call people or even at work, that when the boss calls me in and be like, used to always get that, what did I do wrong? And go through that whole, just beat myself up. Now I'm just, oh, okay, he wants to talk to me. I mean, it's so different. Economic insecurity, I spot this in my husband, and I know this is one of those, if you spot it, you got it. So I really need to look at that. I don't think I have economic insecurity, but I think I do have a little bit of it. I'm a little, I think people who, or I think for myself that I'm actually watch my money very closely, but, we will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. This one, today we can pause. Today I don't have to make the decision right there, and that is so helpful. Intuitively know how to handle. Sometimes the answer is just wait. Just wait. Let's see how this is. Tomorrow you're gonna wake up feeling differently. That's one of my husband's says. Well, you might feel differently tomorrow, right? And we do. I wake up tomorrow and I'll feel differently about something. Even if it's been an ache that just won't freaking go away, right? I wake up the next day and I'll have a little more clarity, a little more understanding. So that's helpful. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Oh my gosh. If when I go through my whole story, whether it's in here, the whole every little bit of it, whether it's in the beverage club or this club or this 12-step group, or talk to go to the first step, my sponsor, I can see where God was in my life. I can see where there was divine intervention. I can see where I was teachable.
1 minute, Laura.
Thank you so much. If you're new, stay here. If you're having trouble putting down the food, just ask whatever, however you understand your higher power, and just there's days or moments it's not easy, but I wouldn't give this up. This program means a whole lot to me. I hope somebody got something out of my share this morning. I am definitely a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. And I'll looking forward to hearing what other people have to either say about the promises or what's going to help them in their day-to-day. Thanks so much.